You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Want to increase your salary? Discover your earning potential with CareerBuilder. CareerBuilder.com knows you have superpowers that make you good to your job. They're called skills. And CareerBuilder.com has tools specially designed to help you move up, like CareerBuilder CoLab. Check out resume examples, learn what recruiters are looking for, search salaries, and view different career paths based on your skills. You'll be amazed to know how many ways you can use the skills you already have to build your future. Visit CareerBuilder.com.
How's your off-season been?
It's been good. It's been good.
Anything new?
Not really, no. Been up here just getting ready to go. So now we're a few weeks into OTAs. Everything's going well. So just trying to improve every day, get all the new guys caught up, and make sure we're taking a step every day.
You seem to enjoy playing with your new toy out there, number 12.
Yeah, Darren's been great. I think as soon as you walk on the field, you can see, he's a big guy. He can run. He can run every route. Catches a ball really well. Great body control. So he's been really fun to work with. Really smart guy. Has picked up things really quickly too.
What surprised you out of the game so far? Has he got to play with
them? I don't know. I mean, I think feels like you hear about most guys, or you see them in the program, and they're listed at 6'6", and they're really like 6'4", 6'5", but he's like a true 6'6". He's a true, 250, 260, and can fly, can run all the routes. He's just an impressive athlete, and he's just been locked in. You can tell it's important to him. He's put a lot of effort into learning the stuff and getting caught up, and it's been fun working with him.
What can it do for your offense, and how much of a new dimension does a guy like that bring?
He can do a lot. He's obviously a tough matchup for people, for defenses, with a guy who can run like that with that kind of size, and how you play him in man and how you account for him in zone coverages. He definitely gives something for the defense to worry about or to game plan for, and we can move him around, put him in different spots, but just a super versatile player.
Daniel, what are your early impressions of John Michael Schmitz?
He's been great too. He's been great. He's a smart guy. Been in here working hard. He's on it every day, working to learn and understand what we're doing in protections, what we're doing in the run game. Obviously, this is more of a passing camp, so a lot of that run stuff's happening in meetings and then walkthroughs out here. But he's doing a great job, and it's been fun working with him.
What's your opinion of the dead ball snap?
It's been good. I'm good with it. He's accurate, and I'm good with it.
He said he was going to ask you, if you wanted to do it, basically, and you were okay with it. So I'm assuming by that answer, you said yeah.
I did. Yeah. Yep. He asked me. I said yeah.
Did you notice the difference in speed with this team from a year ago, receiver wise? I mean, does it feel like you have more guys that can run a fly and beat guys?
I think we got a lot of guys who've played a lot of football, have really good experience in this league, making a lot of plays, who can do different things. So speed's certainly part of that. We're learning what everyone's good at or how they feel, what they feel comfortable doing, and trying to set guys up to do those things and put us all in a position to be successful.
Daniel, Waller, what have you learned about him kind of as a guy that you're going to probably connect with a lot on the football field, but I would guess also try to connect with him to some degree off the field?
Yeah, I mean, he's a real deep-thinking guy. You can tell, he cares about the relationships he has with guys on the team and is extremely, humble and authentic in who he is. And you have a ton of respect for that and who he is as a person, as a teammate. He's, for all the reasons I said before, and then all those reasons, it's been, a lot of fun working with him.
Daniel, would you say this is the most
most excited you've been since you've been here with the weapons they put in?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I've been excited going into every year, but, yeah, there's a lot of work to do, but like I said, we got a lot of good players who made a lot of plays in this league and can do a lot of different things. So I'm excited. I think we all are, but there's a long way to go, for us now. And we're focused on taking a step every day.
What's your mindset being in the second year of the same system now? How beneficial is that for you?
Yeah, it's definitely beneficial for myself as well as all the guys who have been here, having learned it once. But I think in that, you know, we don't want to skip steps or look over anything during this time of the year, and we're focused on continuing to evolve and change up what we're doing, experiment with different things that may be good for us. And so, you know, in that, we're always kind of learning, we're always adjusting and trying to work on new and different things.
How strange is it to be out there without Saquon? And from your standpoint, how important is it that gets resolved at some point?
I think that's obviously Saquon's business. That's between him and the team. Obviously, Saquon is a close friend of mine, and he's been a very important part of what we've done here, and he's a tremendous part of this offense. So. You know, I hope they can get something done that's between them.
How often
are you in touch with him at this point?
I talk to him pretty regularly, yeah.
Is it an adjustment throwing to a tight end who wears a 12 as opposed to an 80? Or
not really, no. No, he looks good, and that's his number. I think it looks good on him.
You gathered everybody in Arizona?
We did, yeah.
How impressed were you with the turnout you got from your teammates? And back to Saquon first, like, he was there. Obviously, he can't be here, but he was there. So what did that say to teammates about him?
Yeah, we had a good turnout in Arizona. Just about everybody made it out there, and I think that was good for us to spend some time together. We spent some time on the field working out and introducing some stuff. And, like I said, Saquon's a big part of what we've done here. He's been a great teammate to everybody in the locker room. And I think that says a lot about him as a guy.
Any last doubt one. In your mind that he, like, are you guys going in with the impression that he's fully going to be playing for you or come and show up at some point, whether it's summer or whatever?
Yeah, I mean, I think, like I said, that's between him and the team, and I hope they can get something done. He's a great player, big part of this team.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases, and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.